Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we have already seen many, many sources regarding the question of the man who wanted to get married, but his mother had already been married, not divorced, and then remarried, which is bad news. But fortunately, among other things, we only know about one of the two witnesses, and he's a Mechal Shabbos. And what we've been busy doing the last little while is trying to figure out if him being a Mechal Shabbos now allows us to assume that he was also a Mechal Shabbos when he was a witness, thereby disqualifying his testimony. And we definitely had ample room to do so, saying that he didn't have a Cheskes Kashrus anymore, and now we are going to... Well, he didn't have a Cheskes Kashrus even then, because he wasn't raised from in the door. The Sama Rebbe said that Mizmana said nobody has a Cheskes Kashrus because most people aren't from. So we are in Os Dalid in Chelek Eben Ezer Simen Hay in the 8th volume of the unbelievable Yabi Omer, and we will continue on and see where Chacham Ovadia takes us in this fascinating Shaila of the Safik Mamzer. Veina de Shapir Chazi, that's the way he often opens up sentences. And my eyes well seen. The Gaon Marach Kazis in his Sefer Chokul Yisrael, who writes that Stam Kol Adam, whose Cheskes Kashrus is not Mitzad Atzma, but rather Mikoach Rov, the Rov Yisrael Ksherim, if he was Poshea, if he was negligent, if he was sinful, and he was Yotze Miches Kaso, he says that if somebody doesn't have a Cheskes Kashrus, because we know he was kosher, he's a Cheskes Kashrus because he's a Jew, and you assume that a Jew is a good Jew. But if it's clear that he's not a good Jew, he's out of the robe of good Jews, he is thus puzzle lemafreya. He is invalidated, even retroactively, and we answer all of his previous shechit as if he was a shechit. As we see explicitly in the Tshuvas HaRashba, Tafreish Yates, who writes, Shetavach ze choshutu she'eno bode kasakin kitos, v'kevin she'ken afilu ma she'shachat kvar, machzikin osa lemafreya be'isser, she'vehem v'b'cheya b'cheskes isra omedes, v'chol ma she'shachat lemafreya aser, v'gam ha'kelim asurim. So this shochet is choshed, is suspected of not checking the knife properly, and we're choshed him lemafreya, and the behemah is a cheskes iser until we know it's checked it properly, but he's not a knife checker, so we have to assume that the knife wasn't checked, the behemah might not be even slaughtered properly, and everything he shechted retroactively is forbidden, and the kalim in which they were cooked are also forbidden. And therefore, in our case of the aid, where his Cheskes Kashrus is Mikoach HaRov, that Rov Yisrael are kosher, but now we see that he's a Mechal Shabbos now, so Chich Sofa Atchilaso, he's not Me'erov HaKsherim B'Yisrael, his end proved his earlier state, he's Pasul Mafreya, and there's no Kedushin at all, and therefore you can establish this woman in her Cheskas Penuya as being a single woman, and thus her second marriage is really her first marriage, and the child is not a mamzer, Baruch Hashem. In the Chedusha Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Yoredei and Simon Aleph, on the Shach, on Sif Kot Ches, he is Tameh on the Shach, that we're not Machzik Achashe to Aser all of his Shechitas Lamafreya, we are not. We don't assume that a person suspected of being not a firm Jew is we going to answer all of his shechitas retroactively. How does the Shach write though so simply? The Rashba answers everything he shechted the Mafreya. So that's a very difficult Shach. So there's a Pri Chadash who doesn't want to learn that way, who doesn't learn in the Rashba that he passes everything to Mafreya. But that's not the Pashtus. The Pashtus of the Rashba is, as the Marach Kizis writes, that we aser everything l'mafreya, as the Rashba writes, v'kol mashe shachad l'mafreya aser. So I'm sure the Pri Chadash gets it from somewhere, but I don't know where. Kopanam Pashtus Sifrei Rashba is that everything is pasul l'mafreya, and so too in the Chuvus of the Maharish Dam in the Siman Chav Mem Aleph. He writes that all the kalim that we cooked this person's shchitas in are treif l'mafreya, and so he was ma'ala l'dina. And so writes Hagon Moreno Harab Azari Yehoshua in a tshuva written in a ksivas yad, brought in the Knesset Hagadola, asks l'mafreya, brings from the tshuva Sarashba that we quoted, chikrei lev. Also, says Pashas Divrei Rashba, that everything is Asur L'mafreya. Tshuvas Maharam Shik, Chelek Choshen Mishpat, Simet Samach Aleph Os Tes, writes, Im Hotzi Tshreifim Tachas Yadda B'chazkas K'sheir of Asakim B'mezid, a person B'mezid, was Motzi Tshreifim Tachas Yadda B'chazkas K'sheir. So we ask her l'mafreya everything. She behema b'chaya b'cheskes isra omedes b'cheskes hashochet isroi. So you have the behema which has a cheskes isra. You have the cheskes shochet which has a reisa, which now has a chisaron, a weakness, because now he's a bad guy. Assume he's a bad guy earlier, and therefore we're going to ask her the kelim. And so was machmir the erech hashulchan, not the arech hashulchan, the sfardi erech hashulchan. In Simon Aleph, in Sof Sif Katan Vav. And again, that would help us in our case, pass all this person on Mafreya. And it's interesting, in the Gemara, Nida, the beginning of Nida, it says that this mikvah, which is now found to be chaser, we say retroactively it was also chaser, was lacking the requisite 40 sa'ah, because chaser v'asai, because it's a gradual process. When it's a gradual process, so you say that earlier also, the process had already started and it was already pasul, as opposed to when it hella happens in one shot. So it's the same thing. It says Derech HaShulchan with a Rasha. He's a Rasha. You see that when people go off the Derech, it's a gradual process. It's not all in one shot. So it's the same Svar as a Mikvah. And just like we passel the Mikvah, we can also passel here. Passel is 8. And that's also the same thing we see in the base of Ephraim and Yeridasim in base. So to the Imri Bina and Yeridasim and Simon Tes, I love the Imri Bina. I would love all the Sfarim. I just, some of these Sfarim I never even heard of. The Sfarim I heard of, but not the Ma'arach Kizis of Sefer Chokli Yisrael. A lot of Sfarim I just heard of from Rav Avadia. So here we have this aid, who's a Machal Shabbos for Hesia. We pass on Freya, but Seraf the Cheskes Pnuya of this woman, and everything is cool. In the Pri Chadash in Siman Aleph Sif Katan Tes, it's Pashit. But in Shochet, who's not firm anymore, we don't say Roshia Ma'asai, and therefore we say Hashdu this, what only happened now, because it's not a gradual process. So writes the Tshuvitz Bris Avram in Chelik Yeredeh Siman Zayin, Tshuvitz Chem the Shleim in Yeredeh and Reis Siman Hay, and Tshuvitz Ber El Chanan, Ber Yitzchak, of Rav Yitzchak El Chanan Spector, in Chelek Yaradei and Simen Yitches. And this inyan of Harshia Vasoi in the Tshuvas of Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoin in Yaradei and Simen Nunhei He says, this svar of Hirshiyah Vasai, that he progressively became a Rosh, and therefore you're going to pass all everything he did l'mafreya, is not found in any posek, and we don't can't mimachadish svaras like this, and there are shaitim who just suddenly become that from, so he didn't buy into this. So even if you don't, and you hold like these achronim, also look in the Beis Halevi in Chelek Beis and Simen Dalet and Dav Tes Amid Beis, and the Tshuva Zecher Yitzchak in Simen Tes, and the Tshuva Sachyeser in Simen Beis Osiyot. So if you don't, if you follow the achronim, but don't buy into the svar of Hirshiyah Basai, so you can say that unlike a mikvah had a cheskus kashrus originally, but this guy never had a cheskus kashrus. We never knew he was kosher. Just mikvah ro, we said it's because he's included in Kol Yisrael. But now that we see he went out of the robe, so let's also assume that he wasn't firm from the start. Kushtakoi benedidon didan ikareas a rabbi betza maisa kedushin. We have another problem here with the maisa kedushin. Was is unser problem? What's our problem? Asher nerucho ade rav. This rav is in quotes, quotation marks. He's a rabbi who's not makbid on kashrus ha'edim, and he's known for that. The ksuba, which he wrote, is written in French. This took place in France. We write them in Aramaic, and you can't rely on such a rabbi that he's going to keep the halachas of kedushin. In the Tshuvas Ma'arsham in Chelek Beis and Kuf Yud, he says that you can't rely on them. Rav Moshe Feinstein, obviously in America, was dealing with these problems a lot. And Ebene Ezer, Simanim Ayin Vav and Ayin Zayin, writes that Siddur Kedushin by this way a reformer conservative rabbi has a big reisa. He doesn't know the halachas. He also doesn't care about Dinei Torah, and that there should be kashra edim, and they also have this ring exchange ceremony, all these other stupid things, Rav Moshe says. So don't assume that his kedushin is a good kedushin. There's a very interesting tshuva about this, and the tshuva is Devar Yehoshua of the great Goyen and Tzaddik of Yehoshua Ehrenberg, who was a Belzer, the Belzer Posek from Tel Aviv. And he writes about this in Chelek Gimel and Ebene Ezer Simon Beis. They recently came out. It's available on Hebrew Books with his Chedushim al Hashas. He has Chedushim on Tshuvas, many volumes of Tshuvas Svarim. But now we have his Chedushim al Hashas, which is Mamish Kishmak. So here also, you have this rabbi who's not dependable. You have this aid. One of the two aidim is a Mechal Shabbos. So there's ample room to be to pass all this Kedushin. So we have a Cheskes Pnuya. We have Harei Rasha Lefanecha. We have the rabbi who doesn't know how to do kedushin. So we have room here to be matir, and a few more addresses to bolster our thesis. Look in Tshuvas in Yitzchak and Ebene Ezer and Simon Chav Tesos Va'anavav, and Marenu Marana Rav Zatzal in his Ezra's Kohen and Simon Chav Aleph. Rav Vadi was a big fan of Rav Cook's Tshuva Svarim, and there's a shaila if you have to be modia, if you have to tell him that if he does this, he's going to be pasaleidus. So if you have to tell him, then maybe he's not pasaleidus. Rav Avadya proves that in this case, a machal Shabbos for Hesed, you don't have to tell him. Also, maybe they were kasher edim at the chuppah. Besides these guys, but these guys were set aside as the edim, as the two edim, so that disqualified everybody else, so don't be machshir the kiddushin. That's the other people. There's a shayla if you say nimse achamim karv apostle by kiddushin. So these are issues that are dealt with. And there are those achronim who are machshir the edus of a machal Shabbos for Hesiv is manazeh. But we don't follow that opinion. One of the poskim who's matir, don't want to mention his name, is has some very big kulas, so we have to sometimes be wary of his psakim. He has become a darling of the very left of orthodoxy. I like to quote him because of his very liberal rulings. So I'm not chas v'shalom saying even a half a bad word about him, but he has some very very big kulas, and here's one of them. That maybe a Mechal Shabbos Bizman Hazeh, so many people are Mechal Shabbos, so their Eidus would be a good Eidus. So it looks like a Kula, right? He's saying that these people really, because it's so Mechal today Shabbos, so assume they're Kasher Eidim, but comes out a horrible Chumrah, a very serious Chumrah, that the Kiddushin are going to be a good Kiddushin of a Mechal Shabbos when he's an Eid. And that'll put the woman in a very bad situation. But we're going to go with the traditional, with the Rov Achronim, with the consensus that you can't be machshir such kedushin. And the conclusion of Chacham Avadya is that this kedushin was no good, the first Kiddushin, and the child is not a mamzer, and therefore this child, whose name is William, can remarry. Not remarry, he can marry. He's not considered a mamzer. He's kasher lava b'kol. And the mother, like we discussed in the first year, has no nemanis to passel him. And what we know about the first kedushin shows us also that it wasn't a good kedushin. So, together with the other Rabbanim and the Beis Din, Rabbi Tzalo Zsolti Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and Rabbi Eliezer Goldschmidt Zecher Tzadik Livracha, they all three decided that William is kasher lava b'kol. Hodu l'Hashem ki tov, ki li'olam chasda. Okay, we have a lot more, you know, tshuvas of the Chacham, of Chacham Avadi and many others that we still like to learn. So we ask that the Ribono Shel Olam give us life and health and simchas chayim and the financial means that we are able to continue l'lmodu l'lamed, l'shmor v'laso s'lakayim. Es kol divrei salmu torasu b'yahava, amen v'yamein, shalom shalom sweetest, and most beloved friends.